Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Flo Millie, and right now you're listening to Power 109 Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's your boy Turk Bish back in the motherfucking building again, and y'all already know that I had to come and give y'all a solo episode. I've been working so hard, and just everything has just been moving so fast for me, you guys, and there's so much more to come. Y'all just don't understand how excited for some things that I have coming up the pipeline. I have a few business deals and ventures I'm about to branch out and be a part of. I'm also trying to create new projects and give you guys more celebrity guests, as I've always promised and we've always delivered on. And this is the time. Like, the time is here, and I'm really excited. And nobody can take this moment away from me. Nobody can make me feel bad about what I have going on because I'm excited. They can't make me feel bad about my opinions because guess what? My opinions paid off. And I have people that want to actually be a part of my show. And I just believe that when you work hard for something, that you can take pride in it. You can also share your accomplishments, be excited for yourself, be excited for your own accomplishments, because you'll never believe. I had someone before tell me, like, I'm glad that you have your accomplishments and stuff, but it seems like you just throw it in the people's face on social media. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be happy for yourself and express that on social media, right? So it's just kind of backwards, but I want you guys to know, as people, if you work hard at something, that you deserve to gloat sometimes and say, hey, I'm that bitch. Like, you deserve that. And don't let nobody ever make you feel bad about that and make you feel like you're doing too much and that you always talking about your accomplishments, because what you have under your belt, you earned it for sure. And if it's under your name, then you have the right to express how you feel and to encourage yourself by saying you're that bitch for accomplishing that, if you get what I'm saying. But all in all, I say that to just bring light to the fact that I work so hard, and I was recently seeing some things like from my social media that I posted like 2 years ago when I first started doing this podcast, and I would never believe that I got to the point where I am now, like to the point where I'm sitting in radio stations, to the point where I'm like speaking to celebrities, to the fact that I have celebrity contacts in my phone, and that these people I've developed like real life relationships and friendships with and business with at this point. And I want to thank Ashley Tamar. I want to thank Tyon TC. I also want to thank Billboard Baby. You guys really helped put me on the map when it came to my podcast. As far as all of us having an interview before, having highest rated episodes when you guys were on, TC is still my most listened episode, and Ashley Tamar is my highest rated. And she hasn't even posted it yet because she's on social media break right now until July 6th or something like that. And so I can only imagine what God will do once she posts that on her social media. And I'm excited. She was a genuine soul. TC is always a genuine soul. Billboard is a genuine soul, and I will be interviewing her very soon this weekend with my lovely co-host, Coco B. So shout out to Coco. I'm really proud of her as well, and we always said that we wanted to do business together, make things happen for not only ourselves and our dreams, but for our community and the people that are also in the field of podcasting and radio. Because this is our passion, and what way to uplift the community through our passions and what we do. And so I want to shed light to that. So shout out to Coco. She's been nothing but amazing when it comes to working together. You guys heard that Ashley Tamar interview with both of us. She said we asked some of the best questions ever, like as far as she was concerned when it came to, you know, interviewing and questions being asked. So I'm really proud about that. I'm really happy about that as well. Now I do want to also shout out to my Dukes. They are having a NC Roundtable and OLP GSO Summerfest 24 in Greensboro. They're calling for all vendors. Now this is, like I said, this is through Coco and her business entity. So I want to just shed light and give a little information about what's going on in the community here in Greensboro for the people who are tuned in here in Greensboro. They have food trucks and trailers that you can rent. It's a vendor fee for $75, and then you can rent tents and tables for $50. Limited spaces available. The location is 2644 East Florida Street, Greensboro, North Carolina. For more info, contact 704-712-9045 or 336-329-6580. And the email that you can contact is olpgso@gmail.com. And this is for NC Roundtable and OLP GSO Greensboro Summerfest 2024. And this is through, let's see, it says North Carolina Roundtable, SDP, 40K Radio, Snap Prone, and MM Designs. So shout out to all of you guys. You guys are doing your thing, and thank you for doing things for the community, and also inviting me, having me to be a part of what you guys have going on. They recently had a field day for the kids here, and she said the turnout was great. So I love to see that they're doing things for the community and connecting through our creativity, our passions, our dreams, and through music, through hip-hop, through R&B, everything. All of those layers are embedded inside of this as well, you guys. We're not just doing podcasting for the hell of it. We're doing it to shed light. We're doing it to help others shine as well, because we have to help each other eat out here, you guys. Like, do y'all not see how the world is changing? And I know I'm rambling right now, but I'm just expressing myself because this is the beginning of the segment. We ain't even gotten to hot topics yet. Y'all already know how I do for y'all. I'm gonna talk a little bit, give you an update on what I got going on and things of that nature. I also want to shout out to Tahiri. I heart Tahiri on Instagram. She might be on social media break as well, so you might not be able to find her profile, but my graphic designer and media manager, kind of. So shout out to Tahiri. I really appreciate her. She has been on the ball. We have updated the logo. I let her know that I had a logo idea and I recreated it, and I'm just waiting on her to give me the rest of the overlays and layouts, and I can't wait to see that. So shout out to her. She's an amazing person, you guys. Like, she's an amazing spirit, and I have to let this be known, like, we have worked together, and I've always wanted to try to pay her for, you know, help elevating the brand, but she would never let me pay her. We would never talk about payment. She would always say it's about elevation and about connecting with one another, and that's how you know you have a genuine soul, like someone who's there stepping in to give you advice, to help you elevate your brand even more, giving you more ideas. Like, this woman gives me a layout of things she wants to see me do and have a part of my podcast. And now we're even growing even more. We're on the YouTube now. The podcast is finally being uploaded to the YouTube, the audio, and we're about to transition over to the YouTube video, StreamYard. We're going to be doing StreamYard videos. That's going to be posted as well, and we're going to capitalize for YouTube next. We've got Facebook down pat. I had to do what I had to do in the beginning, just posting random videos to get traction to my page, to my podcast, and things of that nature. I put money in ads and stuff like that to drive more traffic. And it's about investing in yourself, investing in your wealth, investing in your health, investing in yourself and your dreams and your aspirations. Because if you don't, then you're just gonna wonder why nothing ever happened for you, and the things that you've always wanted to accomplish never happen. You have to put in the work. You have to have the right mental space sometimes, and you're not always going to want to do what you're passionate about 24/7. Sometimes you're going to need a break, a mental break, and you have to get that break in. So when you see me gone for like 2 or 3 weeks or a month or two from the podcast, which I can very well do if I so too please, because they still stream. They love the flow, they still streaming, but it's kill season, okay? And season 5 has been a killer so far, y'all. And we ain't even done. We ain't even halfway through. We almost to the 100th episode of the podcast. And the 100th episode is going to be very, very special for me. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, it's going to be nostalgic for me because most podcasts don't get to 100 episodes. Most podcasts barely get to 50. I know people who have started podcasts in the past 2 years, and they aren't even on number 10, episode 10. And that just goes to show you have to be passionate about this. You have to be driven. You have to be motivated. And that's no shade to nobody, like, that's out here doing a podcast and still passionate about it, even though you took a year or two off. You know, I would never take that long. No offense. But it's not to say you're not passionate, but if you really want something like I do, I'm going to do it every day or focus on it every day. I'm going to think about it every day. I'm going to write something about it every day. It does not matter. Do you get what I'm saying, you guys? I'm not just talking to be talking. I'm really spitting some real shit right now. Like, and it's coming off the top of my dome. We're just talking. I'm just having casual conversation like I would with anybody else or even with my own damn self, because it's healthy to speak to yourself as well. And that's scientifically proven. So if you are one of those people that talk to themselves, you're not weird. There's nothing wrong with you. You're actually very intelligent and very smart. They also, back in the day, called me unintelligent, dumb, retarded, not being able to speak very fluently because I have a speech impediment. And look at me now. 4 degrees later. 4 degrees later. I'm working on my fifth. Had some financial setbacks because I ran out of Pell Grant money, and that's just the truth. And I owe so much in loans, you guys, which they won't ever see. They won't ever see that money, okay? Y'all paid us to go get education and live a better life. Must be fooling me. Well, until Jill Biden and the U.S. Department of Education and all you guys fix that shit, which I want to speak on one day at a later time, not today, but y'all need to fix that shit, because who in their right mind about to pay that much money back in their lifetime? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I'm working on my next one. I'm trying to get that Master's of Social Work as well. And then who knows from there, you know? So, they also call me dumb, like I said, and not smart. But look at me now. Those same people surpassed them. And that's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not being shady. I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to call nobody out or be a bitch about anything. But when y'all say things about people and you hurt people's feelings, and you just never know how it affects them later on in life. And when they look back on those things, they actually can feel how they want to feel. And that's how I feel, you know? I feel how I want to feel about certain people in certain situations. I remember some of that stuff. Some of that stuff is still, like, traumatic to me, you know? But I was always determined. I'm a determined person. Like, my determination, like, is just out of this world. That's one thing that they would be able to say about me when I do leave this world, on my obituary, that he was one of those people who strived for the very best, to be the very best and do what he had to do, because that's just me. And so I did not let those negative things over the years destroy me. Now, of course, it would play with my mental sometimes, my emotional state, but I got better. Therapy helps as well, especially for my black men out there. Especially being black and gay and being a man, like, it's just, you need therapy. And a lot of people, especially black men, don't believe in therapy in general. And I feel like we need to get out of that notion, you guys, because it helps. It helps you move on with your life. It helps you find structure with your life, organization that you might not have had before. And it helps you come to cope and be at peace with a lot of situations. And I'm glad that I'm at peace with a lot of situations and a lot of people. You'll never forget, like I said just now, I never forget those situations, because I wanted to make sure that I showed these people in the end that I'm worthy and that I am that bitch. You know, and when you have that mentality, that type of attitude, nothing can stop you. Nothing can make you feel down or bad about yourself. So if you are one of those people who have to be perky and have to be in a happy state all the time, and, you know, just can't be focused on one thing, then there's nothing wrong with you. That's okay. You're special, and you are worthy, and you are important. And I want you guys to know that for myself, okay? So, but I just want to leave off by saying, work hard, you guys, because I'm still on the charts, and I worked hard for it. And that's all that I can really, really say, and that I've forgiven so many people who've hurt me. I need you guys to do the same and move on with your life, make something of it, find your passion, find your gift, and keep rolling from there. But I want to thank you guys. I love you for tuning in. We're about to do Hot Topics, so just get into the music real quick while we are gearing up for Hot Topics. Now, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. It's your boy Turk Bish here with Power 109 Radio. I'm here with Letticy. Shout out to Letticy.
Thanks for having me. Hey Turk, Power 109 Radio. I'm excited to be here.
We're back. Thank you for staying, you guys, and tuning in for the Hot Topic segment, our favorite segment. And I know y'all want the tea. I'm not gonna let you forget. I'm not gonna let you go without. Remember that, okay? So y'all already know I love television. Reality television is my thing. Anything dealing with reality, like, it just doesn't matter. Like, I love television. So we're gonna start out with Real Housewives of Atlanta. So y'all heard everything that's going on with Real Housewives of Atlanta with Kenya Moore. There's been rumors that she was fired, then she was not fired. Then they said that she just decided to not continue herself. She made the decision herself. But all in all, regardless of whether she got fired or she was suspended or she left, allegedly she left over handling of threats from the newcomer, Britt Eady. Brittany Eady? I don't know who the fuck that bitch is. And that's what I'm saying about Housewives. Like, it's losing its grip. Like, y'all bringing on new bitches that's causing a division and stir amongst women. And is causing the legends of that show, who built that show and the legacy of that show, to not be a part of it. And y'all are destroying the legacy of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I recently saw Funky Dineva's interview with Nikki Gilbert that he has on his page, so make sure y'all go check that out. He was basically saying how, like, he had a friend in white production behind Real Housewives of Atlanta did not know how to handle these black women, and it was causing trouble for, like, just the whole franchise in general, and things weren't being ran the way that culturally we would expect it to be ran, you know what I'm saying? Because it's an all-black cast, all-black ensemble. And so here's what the Jasmine brand wrote. Kenya Moore's departure from the Real Housewives of Atlanta has stirred up new details. The Jasmine brand has exclusively learned. Sources close to production tell us that the incident involving newcomer Brittany Eady was pivotal in Kenya Moore leaving the franchise. During her filmed hair spa grand opening, Kenya Moore allegedly had an altercation with Brittany Eady, who was accused of making threats involving a firearm earlier in filming. In return, Moore is accused of showing poster-sized explicit images of Brittany Eady at the event. These claims have not been confirmed. But whatever the pictures were, they basically said were to be said that these were the same pictures that have already been floating around about her on the internet, and pictures that she actually knew well about. So Moore's departure allegedly stemmed from her dissatisfaction with how production handled the situation, insiders tell them. Contrary to earlier reports of her firing, Moore was not officially terminated following her reported suspension. Instead, sources indicate she chose to step away from the show due to disagreements with production over the alleged threats and safety concerns involving Eady. And on Wednesday, Kenya took to Instagram to seemingly address her exit, asserting her commitment to thriving in a non-toxic environment and denying any involvement in the alleged display of news or revenge porn as suggested in the earlier reports. So I really want to support Kenya on this. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm always rooting for the OGs of the show, the people who have been on the show for many years, who have helped build that show, the legacy of that show, the brand for one, and have continued to excel outside of that show. And we all know Kenya Moore is going to find a bag as well, as the other ladies have already seemed to do. You know, when Cynthia left Housewives, she went to film some scenes in Power. I think it was Power, but over there with 50 Cent. She was over there with 50 Cent recording and filming. And then, yeah, it was the Tommy Power, that Power, the one that Tommy Egan was on, that she was a part of, with the son had died. But Cynthia did that. You know, Kenya Moore has been on, like, little sitcoms here and there. Nene is still out here working. And let's go ahead and talk about Nene. So, Nene leaks, my fave. She is starring in and producing a new clip show series set to air this summer on Lifetime. Outrageous Love with Nene Leakes sees the former Real Housewives of Atlanta star highlight the ups and downs of couples' love lives while drawing from her own life experiences. Now, this is coming in the next week and a half, you guys, so make sure y'all are tuned in to Lifetime when it officially releases. The trailer is out, so go to YouTube, make sure you look at the trailer. You go ahead and get the date, set the date, so that you guys will be able to watch Nene Leakes. Let's get her to 1 million views for her return. I believe that she deserves it. I believe that she can do it. And she got this because we love Nene Leakes. Nene recently did College Hill, like, with a whole cast. And speaking of College Hill,
The new celebrity edition has Claudia, Saucy Santana, Tamar Braxton, Carlos King, Black China, and you also have Tiana Taylor's ex-husband, soon to be ex-husband. We'll talk about that next after this. Iman as well. So y'all have heard everything about Iman and Taylor recently. We'll talk about that in a second, like I just said, because that's a whole fool in itself. But we always seem to see that Iman is very laid back and cool, you know. Him and Carlos have been getting along with Saucy Santana for the most part. They're not homophobic. I love that. That's really cool. Who else? Like, no, it wasn't. It's not Iman that's on College Hill, you guys. I'm so sorry. I'm thinking of The Chi. Iman is on The Chi, you guys. He's doing his thing as well. Still on The Chi. It's another basketball player that's on College Hill, I meant to say. So, I got that wrong. Excuse me. I don't have time to edit that out. It is what it is. But just know that I'm tuned in regardless. But the first two episodes are out on BET Plus of College Hill Celebrity Edition. And it's really chill so far. It's really cool so far. I really like how everything has been going. Carlos has went viral recently for some of his thoughts on the first or second episode in regards to homelessness. Black China just went live on my Instagram, speaking of, so that's crazy. Wow, divine timing. But he basically had thoughts about the homeless. He basically said he feel like that's their fault, not our fault, to be out here making a difference. And he sounded very ignorant, but I understand where he was coming from. He was saying that we are all allotted the same 24 hours in a day to make things happen, to change. And he don't understand that, because I'm a social worker myself, not only, you know, there people are just homeless, but there's other contributing factors to that. People have disabilities. People have drug abuses, alcohol abuse. And these are things that they're dealing with in their daily lives, and it affects everything that comes with trying to live a prosperous life. And so I think it was a two-shield sword, if you get what I'm saying, like when it comes to the opinion and views, because Republicans are going to see it how Carlos sees it. But everybody else was like, no, Carlos, that sounds ignorant. We are the Democrats. Like, basically, that's what it was giving. And that was one of the main topics so far on College Hill. So he's been going viral for that controversial comment that he made. And I want to know what you guys think about that. So make sure you tune into College Hill Celebrity Edition as well. Now, another show that's on, and I'm going to be interviewing someone on this show, Deb's House is out on All Black. And you can catch these shows, you guys, on Broken Silence and MrWorldPremiere.tv. Like, you can catch these shows for free. So you don't have to pay for them. You can catch these shows for free streaming to your Apple TV, to your Roku, because they stream to your TV as well. So make sure y'all are tuning in to these shows. But Deb's House, I'm going to be interviewing Billboard Baby this weekend, and that episode will be out next week sometime, and I'm going to be doing that with my lovely co-host Coco B. But she was sent home on the second episode. There's two episodes out of that as well so far, and I think the next episode is coming up by the end of this week, maybe the weekend sometime, and you guys will have a lot of episodes to catch up on when it comes out. But it's very good. I love that Deb is doing this show. She's trying to find the next female rapper to be under her wing and make big and put on a different level. And I love that. It's like a female rap competition. I don't know if y'all remember when Kaya was on the Miss Rap Supreme show, like that rapping show where female rappers would come in and rap and stuff like that. I love that it's giving that feel. So all these women are living in the same house. There are about to be a lot of the same opportunities. It's a competition. They're going to be rapping, freestyling. And the first freestyle happened between Billboard Baby and another artist. I can't think of her name right now, but when y'all watch the show, you'll see what I'm talking about. They got into a big argument during the first two episodes, and it carried over and to the point where Deb sent Billboard Baby home and invited somebody else into the house. And so that's what it's giving. It's another reality show, but it's also competition for what Miss Deb does. She's all about female rap, female empowerment. She's always been about women. And so I love that she's highlighting this in a different light, because Deb deserves her thing. She's been on TV for a long time, and ever since we've seen her, she's always talked about women, being strong for women, making sure that women can survive and thrive in this industry. And she's always talked about being hurt in the industry as well, but she wants to make sure that she doesn't see that happen to other females in the industry, and I respect her for that. So make sure y'all are tuning into that. And I'm gonna also talk about The Boy Is Mine, because The Boy Is Mine remix is out with Ariana, Brandy, and Monica. Like, bitch, they fucking ate that. The harmonies and everything, like, oh my God, Ariana's Mine, you guys. I lost my shit. I cried because it was such a nostalgic moment for me, like coming back from Brandy and Monica and Aaliyah days, like, because those were my top three that I loved, alongside Mariah Carey, of course, back in the day. But, like, it just felt so good to hear this be remade and it not be the same song and it be remade into a different version, and it still felt the same like we felt when we listened to that song when it was Brandy and Monica. You know what I'm saying? So Ariana did her thing. Brandy and Ariana's background vocals, their harmonies together blend so well. I do want a solo song from them one day. Speaking of Brandy, she was recently on Normani's album doing background vocals on it, the song Insomnia. So Brandy's out here working, Monica's out here working. Brandy has a movie coming out this year. Monica is about to put out her album, and Brandy just put out a Christmas album. So they are working, you guys, and they are also working on some things to put a tour together, hopefully in the works, or doing something to commemorate the fans, because they know we've wanted this for so long. They've tried to do it before, it didn't work. It worked because I like this, It All Belongs to Me, but we wanted more. We wanted more camaraderie between the two. We loved the verses. When we saw the verses, we was like, oh my God, this is what we want. More, more, more of them two together. They are such a vibe. Like, and it was always, you had to be Brandy or Monica. You always wanted to pick one in the song. And if you pick one, you like being accused of not liking the other. And it's just crazy. Even though I've always been a Monica girl, I still respect the craft of Brandy. Over the years, I had to give her more respect as the days come, because I had to realize how much of a beast she is vocally, like when it comes to like just singing on a track, harmonizing with herself. She's a beast vocally, and there's no denying that. And Monica is a beast too when she's singing as well. They just have two different tones, two different styles of singing, and that's okay. Nobody sings the same. I don't sound like Chris Brown. I don't sound like Trey Songz. I don't have the best voice to myself. Like, so nobody's better than the other. A lot of people who don't have great voices have made some bomb music. We're not gonna say the same for rappers, but a lot of people who have made music don't be good singers most of the time. Like, so let's chill out when it comes to that debate. Brandy or Monica? Brandy or Monica? Who's better? Who sings better? Nobody sings better than the other. They're both amazing vocalists, and let's leave it at that. So we're trying to move into a new space with them, and they are as well. And so I believe that we all should respect that. So moving on, Wendy Williams' friend claims TV host had $55 million in the bank days before Guardian took control and told her there is no money. So we are seeing more and more headlines coming out with Wendy Williams. They're saying that there's going to be a follow-up to her recent documentary. And so I want to be able to see what that's going to entail and what that's going to look like. And I think we will be able to follow up on that soon. So in the meantime, I'm glad that I was able to come on this episode and give y'all a little bit of me time, just solo. And y'all know how we do. So don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Turk Bish.
Hey, you guys, it's your girl Ashley Tamai Davis, and it's time to have the talk with Turk and Coco B.